Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're exploring a really interesting way you can contribute more deeply to projects you care about, becoming a mentor.
That's right.
We're using the Project Mentoring Guide as our main source here. And the mission really is to figure out what it actually takes to be a mentor and, you know, what are the upsides?
Absolutely. It's a path beyond just code or documentation. Mentoring shapes the future, and this guide gives us the practicalities.
Okay, let's get into it then. What does the guide highlight as the main benefits for the mentors themselves?
Well, a really big one is that feeling of giving back, you know, helping new people get started in the community. And it's also about passing on what you've learned, those skills, that expertise you've built up, sharing it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, teaching solidifies your own knowledge, too.
Exactly. Plus, guiding someone through a problem, it helps them, sure, but it also kind of sharpens your own insights.
Interesting. Now, the guide also mentioned something about mentors leveraging mentees to enhance project resources. How does that work in practice?
Right. So the idea there is that a mentee, once they get up to speed with your help, can become a really valuable contributor.
Oh, okay.
They can take on tasks, which, you know, frees up the more experienced folks for maybe more complex problems. It basically expands the project's overall capacity.
So you're helping the project grow its workforce in a way.
Precisely. You're onboarding new talent,
yeah,
contributing directly to the project's long-term health. It's quite impactful.
Okay, so let's say someone listening is thinking, yeah, I could do that. What are the actual requirements? What does the guide say about eligibility?
There are a few clear rules. First off, you need to be 18 or older. That's standard.
Right.
Then, and this is crucial, you have to be currently involved in the project, you know, an active participant.
An administrator, maybe a regular contributor.
Exactly. Someone who understands the project's workings, its culture. You can't just parachute in.
Makes sense. What else?
Well, significant experience and the right skills are obviously key. And that's not just technical chops. Yeah, the guide implies communication skills, empathy, being able to explain things clearly. That's all part of the relevant skills.
Got it. So people skills are important too.
Very. Also, you need to be sure you don't have other commitments, like restrictions from an employer, that would prevent you from doing it properly.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Potential conflicts of interest or just practical limitations.
Right. And that leads to the last point.
Hmm?
Time. You need to be able to actually dedicate sufficient time regularly throughout the whole mentorship period.
It's definitely not a passive role then.
Not at all. It's a real commitment. Which brings us neatly to the responsibilities. What do mentors actually do?
Okay, yeah. The guide says it starts with reviewing applications, checking eligibility, looking at their contribution so far.
Makes sense. You need to vet potential mentees.
And being prompt with answers to applicant questions. That seems important early on.
Absolutely. Responsiveness builds trust.
Yeah.
Then comes actually choosing the mentees, right?
Yeah.
Judging applications based on maybe some initial tasks.
Exactly. There's an evaluation step.
Yeah.
And once you have your mentee, you assign them tasks, appropriate tasks, things designed to help them develop.
So you're tailoring the work.
Seems like it. And then tracking their progress, giving guidance, you're actively steering their learning.
So it's ongoing support, feedback,
yeah,
not just assigning work and walking away.
Right. And it even goes further. The guide mentions mentors writing up a kind of graduation report at the end.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And even helping connect graduates with potential interview opportunities. That shows a real investment.
Wow. Okay. So that's quite comprehensive.
Definitely. So stepping back, this deep dive into the guide really shows that mentoring is, well, it's a serious commitment, but also a deeply rewarding way to contribute.
Yeah, you're not just fixing a bug. You're investing in a person and the project's future. You share your knowledge, help someone grow.
And you boost the project's capabilities.
Yeah.
But yeah, it requires experience, those soft skills we mentioned, and critically, your time and energy.
Mm-hmm. It's fascinating, though, how that investment creates this positive loop, right? Mm. You nurture new talent, they become contributors, maybe even future mentors themselves.
Yeah, building that sustainable community knowledge.
Exactly. It's about that cycle of growth.
So a final thought for everyone listening. Think about your own skills, your experience. Where could you potentially guide someone? Is there a project you're passionate about?
Yeah.
That could really use that kind of contribution from you?
Yeah. What impact could you have by sharing what you know? It's definitely something to consider.